This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. New York authorities say at least 10 people were shot and 6 others injured when a gunman in a gas mask filled a Tuesday morning rush hour subway train with smoke and opened fire in Brooklyn.
This individual is still on the loose. This person is dangerous. They're asking individuals to be very vigilant and alert. You'll get more reports on specificity as the day goes on. So this is an active shooter situation right now in the city of New York.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has officials say 5 people are in critical condition but expected to survive. Acting New York Fire Department Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh.
We have 16 total patients. 10 of them are suffering from gunshot wounds, and 5 of them are in critical but stable condition at this time.
The attack is not being investigated as terrorism, but Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sowell says she isn't ruling anything out.
Just before 8:24 this morning, as a Manhattan-bound N train waited to enter the 36th Street station, an individual on that train donned what appeared to be a gas mask. He then took a canister out of his bag and opened it. The train at that time began to fill with smoke. He then opened fire, striking multiple people on the subway and in the platform.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed that the bloody offensive in Ukraine will continue until its goals are fulfilled. He insisted Tuesday the campaign was going as planned despite a major withdrawal in the face of stiff Ukrainian opposition and significant losses. Russian troops have been thwarted in their push towards Ukraine's capital and are now focusing in the eastern Donbas region. Ukraine said Tuesday it was investigating a claim that a poisonous substance had been dropped on troops there. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office in the UK says he and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak will be fined by police for breaching COVID-19 regulations following allegations of lockdown parties at government offices. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Many in Britain were angered by revelations that Johnson's staff had held office parties in 2020 and 2021, while millions in Britain abided by strict lockdown rules. Johnson has denied any wrongdoing, but he's alleged to have been at several of the dozen events in his 10 Downing Street office and other government buildings that are being probed by the police, as well as the Prime Minister and Rishi Sunak. Johnson's wife, Carrie Johnson, also faces being fined over alleged flouting of pandemic restrictions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Midwestern U.S. state of Oklahoma is making most abortions illegal. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The bill Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed this morning makes it a felony to perform an abortion except to save the life of the mother. The law takes effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns next month. Under this bill, anyone convicted of performing an abortion would face up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. The woman getting the abortion would not face criminal charges. This measure is likely to face a legal challenge, say abortion rights advocates. Republican-led states across the country have been pushing aggressively to scale back abortion rights. I'm Rita Foley.
Fresh clashes between Israeli soldiers and Palestinian militants rocked the West Bank city of Jenin on Tuesday as a Palestinian was killed after stabbing an Israeli police officer, adding to a surging death toll. Israeli troops launched a fourth day of military operations around Jenin after an assailant from the Flashpoint district last week shot and killed 3 people in a Tel Aviv bar in the latest of a spate of attacks that have stunned the Jewish state. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, who warned in response that there would not be limits for this war, vowed during a visit to the Tel Aviv shooting scene overnight, quote, "We will not let our enemy stop our lives." Recapping our top story in the U.S., New York authorities say at least 10 people were shot and 6 others injured when a gunman in a gas mask filled a Tuesday morning rush hour subway train with smoke and opened fire in Brooklyn. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says 5 people are in critical condition but expected to survive. The attack is not being investigated as terrorism, but nothing has been ruled out. The attack has left some in New York jittery about riding the nation's busiest subway system. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.